Good morning, Rav Osai. I hope everyone is well. So continuing here in the Derech HaChamishi. So Rabbi Yonah says that during a service of Yitshuva, a person should lishpach siach, the law says tefillah verina, so the phrase tefillah verina, albeit in the opposite sequence, I think is from Shlomo HaMelech, right? Shlomo HaMelech says that l'shmoa el harina ve'el ha'tefillah. Well, what does rina mean? So in Masechus Brachos, so when the Gemara quotes this pasuk on Davov, so Rashi comments that rina are shiros v'sishbachos, which the tzibur say b'ne'imas kol arev, with a sweet melody, songs of praise that we say with a sweet melody. Maybe that's one of the makaros for the idea of nusach in davening. So this is sort of a remarkable thing. I mean, Rav Yonah is describing how the reality of Aseret Yemei Teshuva should be a person's personal reality. It should be Vayona of Nechatim. His thoughts should be fearful. He should be in a healthy, in a religiously, emotionally, mentally healthy sense, he should be anxious about the din. And there seems to be something incongruous in this context for Ben Yonah to say, and Los says tefillah verina, that a person's part of the avoda of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva is that he'll be singing, again, to plug in Rashi's definition here of rina, he'll be singing shiras v'sishbachos b'ne'imas kol arev. But when you think about it, this same paradox characterizes the Yom Noraim, but especially Yom Kippurim. Despite the fact that we don't say Hallel, because as the Rambam writes, the Yemei Yirav HaFachad, that notwithstanding, the beautiful piyutim of Shavach that we have, and then even more in Yom Kippurim than Rosh Hashanah, is a major, major focus of the day. My father, Zichron Levracha, once said that in the Machzor there are two foci. There's Vidui and there's Shira. Those are the two foci of our Seder HaTfil and Yom Kippurim. What's the, you know, sometimes you call, you know, you have something you think is a contradiction, so instead of calling it a contradiction, you call it a dialectic and you go weiter. But if you stop and try to understand, so a contradiction means that it's like a, you know, X and not X. And a dialectic means that while they seem incongruous, but in reality, they really do coexist, because in reality, again, they really do in a way that's not initially intuitive, they really do harmonize, they really do integrate. So what Taka Pshat is in what is Taka the Pshat in this dialectic that figuratively, not literally. Rabbi Yonah says, when you go to be mizbodeid you know, in Sesame Chuba, you know, don't forget whatever your favorite musical instrument is. Don't forget your harmonica. To take the harmonica with you, because it's also Lasse's Rina. The answer is that the same reality which creates, which generates the din of Aseh Semei Tshuva, it's part of that reality that Dirsha Hashem Bihimotso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol doesn't judge the world or us from afar. He doesn't remain remote and inaccessible when he judges, but Kaviyochol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes himself accessible and available when he judges. So the flip side of the Malchios and Din, and this is why it's a dialectic and not a contradiction, that the flip side of the Malchios and Din of the Yom Na'arayim and of Aseh Semei Tshuva is the Dirsha Hashem B'Himotso. The Dirsha Hashem B'Himotso, so it means that as much as we are sensitive to the reality of Din and the need to come to terms with our failings and our faults, but part of that reality is the Kirvas Elokim. So on the one hand, the first aspect of that reality elicits from us the Shvias Siach and what Rabbeinu Yonah is about to mention, Lahapil Tchina. But the second aspect of that reality elicits from us the Rina, the Shiras v'Sishbachos b'Ne'imas Kol Ha'ev. And it's one reality. It's one inseparable reality, which is why, again, these two, why we have this dialectical combination of Siach, that outpouring of just desperation and need and dependence and the arena. In its most acute form, so that dialectic is limited to and characterizes Aseh Semei Tshuva, but in a different form, it should characterize life all the time. As sobering, as weighty, as Yirah Shamayim should be, but the same reality to which we respond and which generates that sobering, weighty awareness also is one that generates a tremendous simcha. And it's that balance which keeps the yira from being unhealthy and overwhelming. Because otherwise, potentially, it is. It is overwhelming and unhealthy. And it's not emesdik. nor is it healthy for a person to see one side of the coin without the other side, to focus on one aspect of the reality without simultaneously being aware of and feeling the second aspect of the reality as well. Life with the Yiras Shamayim involves tremendous responsibility. It's not a carefree, easy existence. It's much easier not to think and to do whatever you want. It's a much easier path in life. But while the living with that sense of responsibility and accountability is not easy, is not carefree, but there's something genuinely exhilarating and tremendously uplifting and tremendously joyous about such an existence. Is it heartrending for a person to look in the mirror and see what he has to work on in terms of taking amidas? Yes. But there's something tremendously joyous that that's what our problems are, as opposed to the fact that the Jets are winless this year. I think it may also be easier to fix the Tikkun HaMidos problem than to fix that problem also, but basically, I don't know. So at the same time, when the Siach and Trina, it's no contradiction. Simultaneously, there's Rina. Okay, we'll stop here for now, and Blinad Min Tzashem will resume around 12:40. Have a good productive morning, everyone. Everyone should be well, be safe. Kol tov.